Wham! Talk 1600. You're catching the drift. Conservative talk. Intelligent conversations on local, state, and national issues with Gary Wellings, chief editor of the Current newspaper and Current Online. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. And now, your host, Gary Wellings.
Well, good Saturday afternoon, and thank you for tuning in to catch our drift down here at Wham! Talk 1600. Lots to talk about today, lots of things to get to, and of course, your opinion matters. You can call in 734-822-1600, and we'll get to the meat of the show. But before we do that, let's take care of business. Our sponsor this half hour will be The Current. It's www.current, C-O-U-R-A-N-T-online.com. There's still time to get into the December edition, the Christmas edition of The Current. And if you do, you will find that you'll be branding your business in a very good way. Grow your business like we've grown ours, 600% in the last 8 years now. So you can reach me at 734-629-6010 and get into the December edition, or go to www.courantonline.com, thecurrentonline.com, and advertise in the December edition. Great edition. We got the calendar with all the holiday activities in it, so people like to read it. So definitely get into The Current for December.
Call and me. I'm Playmate of the Month.
Yes. Joining me in studio, Brandon Drake. Good to
Hello.
See you. And Derek, of course, producing as always.
Good to be here.
All right. So he pulled the trigger and did the amnesty thing, right? He can say it's not amnesty, but it's amnesty.
Oh, absolutely. In reality, it's amnesty, and he broke the law instead of, you know, any kind of solution reform. It's just breaking a law that was being ignored all along anyway, for the most part, right?
I mean, he's taking advantage of the American people. He's certainly not listening to the American people. For anyone to walk away from the previous election thinking that, oh, they're telling me to do amnesty? Oh, seriously? Come on. I mean, how stick it right in your face, giving us all the finger, is what he's doing to you, America. And I'm hoping people understand that. This is what you get when you vote Democrat. I'll take you one step further. You want to know who's to really blame for this? The 5 million people that didn't show up to vote for Romney because they didn't like him for whatever reason. This is what you get. This is what we told you would happen. You think you're proving a point by not voting for Mitt Romney, a guy who's just not conservative enough for you, and now you get amnesty. Thank you very much. I mean, there's nothing left to say. You people who didn't vote for Mitt Romney, this is your fault. This is what you got. Your third party or your stay-at-home vote brought you amnesty. We could have avoided this. We told you. You can't say it, you weren't told.
For whatever reason, when I hear the word amnesty, I keep thinking of Bono on stage.
Like
you know, the singer from YouTube.
Yeah.
I don't know. Isn't he an Amnesty International guy?
Or, yeah, oh, there you go.
I don't know. Maybe he's not even associated with that group, but it just
I think
what comes
I think
to
he
mind.
Does raise money for Amnesty International.
Yeah,
you know, he might. They're kind of – the thing I don't like about Amnesty International, the idea is good. We're going to help those people who are in jail who don't belong, the oppressed. But instead of going to Syria and North Korea and making those people miserable – they look at us and say, look at Michael Brown in Ferguson. Look what you did to him. Well, he was a thug, and he fought with a cop, and he got shot.
And Human Rights Watch and those groups, it's all about Guantanamo.
Yeah.
You know, it's never, like you said, about the real, incredibly genocidal regimes that are out there. It's always about America because we're the easy target.
I mean, in what Alice in Wonderland world is it that people who want to fight against bad things happening, come to the United States and look for it here. Really? There's a lot worse things going on in the world than here in the United States, folks. That's all I got to say. With all our problems, we're still the best place in the world. Yes,
yeah,
absolutely.
I mean, Canadians are always blaming us for everything, too.
Yeah, it's – well
– but yeah,
I shouldn't say this. I used to be able to say this, and I felt I was right. I don't know that I can say it anymore. I used to call Canada the pink stain on the North American continent because they were all socialists, right? But I think we're almost more socialists now in some ways than Canada. And I can say that because you know what? I'm my roots are Canadian, so there you go. I can make fun of myself if I choose. It's politically correct.
Did you ever, you know, like the Canadians, one of the things I think about is their defense. And I'm not trying to change the subject either, even though I have, from amnesty for illegals and up to 5 million or more of them. But one of the funniest things I've ever seen was on a CBC program called This Hour Has 22 Minutes. Did you ever watch that?
No.
And it's
sounds like a conundrum to me.
It's a current events type comedy show from Canada, obviously. And they were talking about the Canadian Defense Forces, and it showed like an on-site little video of an example of how ready they were for defending themselves, and they show the correspondent from, you know, This Hour Has 22 Minutes, getting into a helicopter with one of the pilots, and he's trying to start the engine, and it sounds like a car motor that won't start. You know, it's like, then they show these pilots, and they're out on the formation. They said because of cutbacks, they can't fly real planes, so they're all dressed up in their dress blues, and they're fingertip to fingertip with their hands extended, and they're running around together in formation on the blacktop.
I think I have seen that.
So stuff like that I just thought was hysterically
now
funny.
Let me show. I have a cousin, Greg, who's been in the Canadian Armed Forces for over 30 years, probably getting near 40 years now. He doesn't seem to want to retire. And he has been all over the world in every major conflict. So
peacekeeping missions?
Yes. The Canadians have done their share of getting out to the world's hot spots and trying to keep the peace. They really have.
And have failed every time.
Well, haven't we all? I mean, there's no peace in the world, let's face it. Yeah. But he's done it all. He's been everywhere. And it may be a small army, but the Canadian Army is some pretty tough hombres.
Yeah, no,
and
no,
I think they've got a lot of experience, most of them, because they have been to just so many places.
No, I respect the individuals, but as far as when it comes to Canadian peacekeeping missions, which generally are just you're monitoring people slaughtering each other, you know, Bosnia, for example, you know, yeah, the Canadians were there, but nothing's happening. Nothing got really solved and stopped until we got there. Even the Europeans and NATO couldn't do anything. It was kind of left up to them. This is a European problem. You take care of it. And I know Canada was there fairly early in this conflict. And until we actually started doing the airstrikes, did the Serbs come to the table and say, all right, at Dayton, Ohio, that's when things were resolved. Not with Europeans or Canadians. It's always American firepower that we get criticized for all along. But when they need us, hey, they're begging for our help. And we always give it.
Supreme firepower, yes. Yeah. Well, let's talk a little bit about the fundamental transformation of America. Jenny's calling in and wants to talk about that. Jenny, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. I want to wish you a blessed Thanksgiving.
Oh, thank you, Jenny. You too.
And I want to say this, okay, because what you said at the beginning of the program, I was just thinking about that today. About the people that did not vote for Romney.
Yep.
And one of them is on this station. And I'm telling you, I have not listened to him in 2 years.
I'm not sure I know who you're talking about, but I don't want to point fingers.
Are we talking about Alex Jones?
No, he is on this station. I'm sorry,
Is it Alex Jones?
Well, Alex Jones wouldn't vote for Romney.
I didn't know. Is Alex Jones on this station? Yeah.
11 to 1.
11 to 1.
Tune in tonight at 11 to 1. No, not tonight. Tonight's the rocking music.
No, he's on Sunday morning.
Sunday morning.
Yeah. No, I know who you're talking about.
And when I found that out, I said, forget it. I'm not listening to that anymore.
Well, these lessons are learned hard, and I think a lot of people are going to think about this because, you know what, the fundamental transformation is now, it's here, it's happening because, and we'll talk about this today, those 5 million people that have got, we're saying 5 million, it could be closer to 10. I mean, there's no way to document if someone came over 2 years ago or 5 years ago. They can very easily doctor up a power bill or some piece of paper that said, because we don't know what Obama's going to require to prove that you've been here 5 years. Whatever it is, it's going to be easy to forge. And so this 5 million could be 10 million.
Right. And you know what? Can I just say this and I'm going to hang up?
Okay.
I have a couple of liberal friends. I don't even know what to say to them anymore. I can't even deal with them.
Tell him to pass the cheese, I guess.
Yeah, well, anyway, whatever.
I don't know what else. Yeah, you're right, Jenny. There's nothing you can say. I mean, it's all been said, it's all been done, and this country is, unless the GOP can come up with some way to stop this nonsense, we're on our way to being an open-bordered country that's going to be speaking a lot more Spanish.
Yeah, we're being attacked from within and without. It's just always either, you know, from the outside, you know, ISIS and Iran and North Korea and all these, Russia, all these other threats, China in the South China Sea and these areas, or from within by allowing, in this example, millions of people to stay here who should have never been allowed to get here in the first place if we had a secure border. But once it's a fait accompli, then it's like, well, we need to reform everything because we keep blowing it at the source, so let's just ignore the current laws and reform, meaning we just capitulate to allowing this country to be taken over by others.
That's an interesting word. Well, thanks, Jenny. I appreciate the call. And you have a happy Thanksgiving, too. Okay, yeah, capitulation. That's basically what we've done. That's a great word, dude.
Cheat and retreat.
Yeah, we have just given up. And I'm hoping McConnell and Boehner, I'm hoping, but not expecting, that they will do something at least cut the funding to that. You know what I mean? People say, no, no, you're going to lead to a government shutdown. No, it won't. The Republicans can take whatever legislation they want for the budget and say no spending on these things that help with his little amnesty plan. And if he wants to veto it, then he's the one to shut down the government. And if they need to be out there, submit the budget, go on every talk show, go back to the hometowns and let people know we submitted a budget. If it gets shut down, it's because Barack Obama didn't like it because we didn't want to pay for the green cards for these illegal aliens.
You know, and other forms of amnesty are like the University of Michigan allowing in-state rates for so-called undocumented aliens people. Isn't that a form of great amnesty for the individual that is here illegally?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it was interesting to watch the liar in chief just come on and make his little spiel about what he was doing and how the lies, frankly, these people will not be getting benefits and everything else. They're already getting benefits because you know what? They go to the emergency room. And now they won't be scared to go to the emergency room. They're going to say, hey, I've got an amnesty. I'm going to the emergency room. So even if they don't get Obamacare, and I bet you they will, at some point in the next 12 months, there's going to be some regulation coming down the pipe that they, too, will be allowed to register for Obamacare and get their subsidies or get on board free. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to happen. He can say whatever he wants, but some of the things he just lied about, the border being tighter than it ever has been before, that they're doing more deportations than have ever been done before. All lies. And he thinks he can get away with it because it's on TV. You know, and where... where's our one Republican saying, that's a myth, that's not true? We need people in power. Talk show hosts, come on, let's face it, people don't really take us seriously. I mean,
I don't know how to respond to that.
Well, and now I know why. But anyways, you can't. Derek, let's go with this first track, because I did say that the African-American community is probably the community that's going to get hurt more than anyone else. And we've got a clip here from Derek Green from Project 21 that Dana Loesch, however you pronounce her name.
Lash.
I'm starting to like her a lot. I've caught it on TV a couple times now, and I've caught it on radio because I'm seeming to be driving at that time now. And I'm really starting to like her.
Bill Cosby likes her.
Oh, dude.
Dude, I'm sorry.
Too soon.
Now you will get ready for the Zim Zam and the Babbity Bibbity.
I'm crying on the inside, I swear. Okay, let's go with that first track, Derek. That's Derek Green talking about Obama's amnesty.
Obviously, it's not amnesty, but it's the first step towards amnesty, and the president knows specifically what he's doing, which is why he's doing it now, like you said, prior to the election, because obviously if this was going to benefit the American people, he would have been out there talking about it, people would have been campaigning on it, but no one said a word. Right. Until now. I think that it's just a cynical political ploy by the president to do it now and not wait for the incoming Congress, because the president has a particular ideological vision for the country and he wants to implement that. And part of that is a step towards amnesty. Of course, he can't legalize these people, but again, it's the first step. You give them, you delay their deportation, and then you give them the ability to work. You know, then what's going to happen, it will progress towards a lot of rhetoric calling these people second-class citizens. You already have Jim Clyburn already likening this executive action to President Lincoln in his Emancipation of the Slaves. So we're already hearing that type of rhetoric. Now we're going to hear, you know, in 2, 5, 6 years from now that they're second-class citizens, which is going to pull at heartstrings even more.
Right.
And it's going to persuade people to say, yes, let's make them legal. Let's make them legal.
Yeah, and let's make them full citizens and give them the right to vote. Right? In the short term, that will kill this country. If the country survives long term, I think Hispanics, as we discussed last week, are conservative at heart and will eventually go the other way. But they're going to have to see it first, you know, and that's going to take time. But do we have enough time for the country to survive? I mean, for African Americans, what Barack Obama did was just say, if you're black, stand back. If you're brown, come on around. This is honestly, this is what he's saying. He understands, and I think the Democratic Party understands this. They have been unable to help the black community. They just have not. Their policies haven't worked. The black community is still suffering, and so they're starting to turn. And we're going to talk about that in a little bit here. And I think Derek Green is a black guy, and he's a conservative black guy, and he's looking at that. And a lot of we've had calls from Walter. Barack Obama and the Democrats do not stand for the African-American community. And so as support begins to wane, this is Barack and the Democrats' way of saying, well, we need some new support. Let's bring in some illegals and shore up our support. And the African-American community can go along with the whites. We don't need you anyways.
I like the concept, too, that has gotten so bad that the illegals that have been here for several years are going to be upset because the new ones coming across, which will happen, is that the existing illegals will say, hey, I'm less illegal than you.
Yes.
I've been here for longer than you, so therefore my status and, you know, socioeconomic level is higher than you. They're going to look down at the more recent illegals.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's what people don't seem to understand. Coming out of the shadow.
But that's sad.
It's very sad.
It's like they're illegal is illegal is illegal.
Yeah. Unless you're in America in 2014 and now illegal is not necessarily illegal. I mean, it is. It's a wholesale.
How illegal are you?
Don't catch me.
That's what it's come down to.
I may have broken the speed limit on the way down, but my odometer may have been wrong too. So I'm not admitting that I was speeding by any stretch of the imagination.
Hey, if you were an illegal and you were picked up by the Ann Arbor Police Department, they would have let you go. Not on the ticket necessarily, but the fact that you're an illegal, because they would just say, hey, ICE won't come pick them up.
They probably would have given me tickets to the policeman's ball and a turkey dinner to boot. I'm just saying. Things are going to get worse. I mean, we've been saying this. I don't think there's any surprise. And I hate to be the I-told-you-so guy, but let's give it a few months. Probably once winter is kind of on the downside and the weather is better in Texas, because right now I think Texas still gets freezing weather. I think you're going to see mass migration coming across the border. And Barack can say whatever he wants. The border is tighter than it's ever been. No, sir, it is not tighter. All you have to do is watch Charlie Duduff filming people coming across on jet skis in a constant turn. It's like a carousel down there.
I'd like to hear Bill Cosby say that the border is tighter than ever. You got the border, the jello and the pudding and the border.
Now you will get ready for the zim zam and the babbity-bibbity.
Poor Bill Cosby. Hey, you know, we're going to go there. Let's go there right now. I mean, do you believe Bill Cosby is guilty of these? Let's just get it on the table, because we're going to be laughing about it all day.
You know, when they sometimes, you know, the cliche of where there's smoke, there's fire. I don't know for sure. You know, sometimes it's a gray area where maybe if an opportunistic actress or somebody, you know, says no? Did she really, by all her other indications, say no? I mean, I don't know. I hate to comment one way or the other. I like to joke around just because it's Bill Cosby with, you know, the way he talks with his Jell-O and pudding commercials or whatever they were. That always kind of made me chuckle.
The rally.
But, all that, you know. Yeah. But I don't know. So I, and if anyone was truly victimized by him, I feel that that's terrible. You know, an absolute
crime. Yeah, there's no justification for forced anything on somebody. And my question is, show me some documentation. Did not any of these 10, 11, whatever number it is now, they seem to be coming up by the day, jumping on the bandwagon, per se, in 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, nobody thought about bringing this up before?
Yeah.
The man's career is waning. I mean, he does have this circuit going on right now, this latest round. And I've seen him live before. I saw him in Vegas live. And where's the documentation? I mean, how come nobody sued him? Even if you didn't bring criminal charges, you could have sued.
Yeah, well, they might come back and say, well, he's Bill Cosby. Nobody's going to believe me. They're going to think that I'm just after his money. And I get that. I can see that.
Maybe.
But on the other hand, maybe that's true. Maybe they would have been just after his money, because that happened. I mean, can you imagine being a superstar, whether it's in sports or in Hollywood, and you're single and you go on a date? I mean, how could you do this? Because everybody you would be interested in, you would have to consider that they are just targeting me.
For money,
maybe not at first, but maybe ultimately down the road. They will, and they can say anything. And the way the media is, as far as media outlets now, you know, you can open a Twitter account, and everyone can hear what your opinion is, and it can be taken seriously.
Right. You know, so what bothers me?
Instantaneous news is what I'm getting at, that may or may not be correct.
What bothers me is, I'm hoping this is not like a Herman Cain thing, because Bill Cosby is not a raging conservative by any stretch of the imagination. But he does promote, and he's been very vocal about, black community and black men standing up for themselves, getting jobs, taking care of their families. He believes in conservative
assimilation.
Yes, he believes in family values and working and becoming a constructive part of society, not dragging your pants on the ground and selling drugs and living off welfare and everything else. And is this another conservative, family-valued African-American man being targeted because of his values? Because he stepped off the plantation? He's not towing the liberal, democratic, progressive line of you got to just keep quiet and sit there and take whatever money we give you. He's a successful black man who has gone out and done things. And is he being targeted?
Yeah, I think
he's
worth like $300 million just by chance a few weeks ago, before any of this ever surfaced. It had on the website, you know, banner, headline was celebrities and their net worth. So I just kind of quickly went through it. And if I remember correctly, his was estimated at $300 million. And, you know, and when, what is it, 10 women now that have come forward, something like
that? Yeah, I think it's 10 or 11, yeah.
Sometimes all the let's say that there was one woman that felt like she was victimized, okay? Well, she comes forward. So now anybody, I mean, this is just a possibility, anybody that's had any kind of a relationship with him 10, 20, what, how many years ago it was, now they may feel like, you know what, so-and-so just came out. Now is my opportunity to get on the bandwagon and maybe get some money out of this deal.
Right. Yeah, that's what concerns me.
Snowball effect.
10, 20, 30 years ago, and now people are coming out? I mean,
I've got a problem with that, too. Yeah.
Bill Cosby's been worth a lot of money for a long, long time. And that's what makes it, call me the conspiracy nut. But it seems like odd timing in the man's waning years.
77 years old.
Now you come out? I mean, he's not at the top of his game. The time to go after him when he was younger. Because you know what? You put an old guy on the stand. Well, they can't even try him. So there's nothing that can be tried. They can try suing him, I guess.
Right.
But now is not the time, because I think any jury in a civil suit is going to look at the poor old guy and go, oh, come on, seriously? You think that guy forced himself on? And I'm not condoning that. You know, if he did it, shame on you.
Absolutely.
But I have to ask the question. Yeah, I have to ask the question. Is he being targeted because he promotes responsibility and family values? You know?
There could be an element of that. I mean, who's to say? You know? Yeah. But I will say this. Gary, you white, but you all right.
All right, we're going to hit the break, and we will see you on the other side. 734-822-1600. Call in with your opinion.
is the Blaze Radio News. I'm Mike Craig. New information about an Army sergeant traded for a band of terrorists, the Blaze Radio's Ken Stevens reports.
The Pentagon denying there was any money paid for information leading to the whereabouts of Army Sergeant Bo Bergdahl while he was held captive by the Taliban.
On occasion, to obtain information, sometimes in the field, there are such exchanges. That's a fact. But I have nothing here today to indicate validity in this particular case.
Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby. Bergdahl freed in a prisoner swap last May for five terrorists being held at Guantanamo Bay.
Conservatives reacting to President Obama's go-it-alone stance on immigration reform. The Blaze Radio's Tom Peace.
Well, I guess if you like your Constitution, you can't really keep your Constitution.
Conservative commentator Charles Krauthammer on President Obama's action on immigration reform. He calls Obama a cynical and ruthless politician, commenting on a line in the president's immigration address where he says Congress should not shut down the government again over this.
This is bait. This is a way for a man who got shellacked in the elections to come back and he's center stage. What have we been talking about for the last week? Not about the election, not about the Republican agenda. Not about the disarray among the Democrats, but about Obama. He sees the initiative, and that's what a clever politician does.
Krauthammer on Hannity on Fox News.
Secretary of State John Kerry says big gaps remain as efforts intensify to reach a deal before Monday's deadline. Diplomatic sources in Vienna are hinting that talks over Iran's nuclear program may be extended through Sunday. Apparently no decision today coming from the Ferguson, Missouri grand jury. CNN reports jurors were unable to reach a decision yesterday on whether to indict a white police officer, Darren Wilson, for the shooting death of an unarmed black teen, Michael Brown. It's unclear when the grand jury will reconvene. I'm Mike Craig with news on the Blaze Radio Network. Truth lives here.
It's time now for Wham! Talk 1600's Community Calendar with Brandon Drake.
The Information Center's Holiday Assistance Program, Adopt a Family, is underway, providing holiday gifts for low-income families. This program matches families with community donors for extra assistance during the holiday season. The Adopt a Family program is supported by private donations, churches, and local businesses. Last year, 156 families and 25 seniors were adopted through the Holiday Assistance Program. 1,340 people were assisted overall with food, gift cards, and miscellaneous items. If you or your business would like to adopt a family or donate to the Holiday Assistance Program, please contact the Information Center at 734-282-7171. Ypsilanti Meals on Wheels announced it has received $40,000 for a new Ford Transit Connect van from the Ford Motor Company Fund, enabling it to expand rural routes in Washtenaw County and eliminate its client waiting list for 2014. For the first time in 5 years, Ypsilanti Meals on Wheels is a no-wait service provider for the homebound elderly, ill, and disabled, thanks to this generous contribution by the Ford Motor Company Fund. In addition, a $10,000 grant from the Ann Botsford Bach Fund at the Ann Arbor Community Foundation made it possible for Ypsilanti Meals on Wheels to launch a new food basket delivery program for 50 of its neediest clients in August 2014. If you know someone in the Ypsilanti area eligible for Ypsilanti Meals on Wheels services, call 734-487-9872. Or to learn more about Ypsilanti Meals on Wheels, visit ymow.org.
You've been listening to the Wham! Community Calendar. To have your event publicized, email community at whamradio.com or write to Brandon Drake, COWAAM, 4230 Packard Road, Ann Arbor, 48108. You're listening to The Drift on Wham! Talk 1600. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. Now, back to your host, Gary Wellings.
And thank you for tuning in to Catch The Drift. I am your aforementioned host, Gary Wellings, and joining me in studio, eventually, Brandon Drake. Talking about amnesty and Barack Obama's alleged amnesty. He likes to deny that it's amnesty, but let's face it, it really is. And I think that last video...
You watch Fox News. It's not amnesty.
I haven't been able to... I've been so busy lately, I can't even seem to find time to watch the news. I mean, I get on... all my news is coming out of the internet, the inner tubes, as Theron calls them.
Don't you hate it when liberals, you know, you make a point, and the first thing that comes out of their mouth is that... oh, you watch Fox News, whether you do or not. And that's not even the point at all.
Yeah.
They just think that you're incapable of thinking and you're just repeating something off of Fox News. And then you ask these people that are, you know, so down on Fox News, do you watch Fox News? Have you ever watched it? They say, no.
Yeah. Since when is common sense? People like us, you know what? We're heretics, dude. That's what they do. We're heretics. Demonize us. I'm a demon. I'm a conservative. Conservative! Stone him.
Burn him.
You know, how long before that it reaches that point? Do I expect to be stoned one day trying to get into my car?
Hasn't that happened many times?
They're going to come out and paint big red C on my back and on my car and mark me as a conservative. Conservative. Evil conservative. We're not the one that's evil.
Stoned. I guess it has many different meanings. Get in your car at 2:30 in the morning.
734.
Heading off to Denny's.
734-822-1600. Call in if you want to talk about amnesty or anything else under the sun, because it's your show as well as ours. Let's take a call from Jimmy from Manchester. Jimmy, welcome to the show.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Hey, Jimmy.
What's going on, Jimmy?
I just wondered, you know, they keep talking about having a coup d'etat in the Republican Party and having a third party being the Tea Party or whatever, and I don't think that that's really what needs to happen. Is what is happening, if you take a look at the Washtenaw County Republican Party and the executive board, we elected, for the most part, Tea Party and Campaign for Liberty people to the executive board, and we are controlling the conversation there. And if you take a look at the state party overall, one-third of the state party stood up and took the side of Wes Noctegari in the last convention. And so we're kind of breaking into this, and that's what I predicted a couple of years ago was going to happen. And here we are, you know, and it's working.
Yeah, and you're doing the right thing, Jimmy. You work it from the inside out, because there's no way you can just jump in with a third party and think you're going to go anywhere. Ross Perot had billions of dollars and couldn't win a third party election. It's not going to happen. It happens the way you're saying it. You join the Republican caucus, you take control of the county boards, and then work your way up through the state levels. And from political positions, you run for the city, the township, the county commission, and then go for state positions. And eventually, once you've gotten your experience as a libertarian or whatever, and you can claim yourself. Once people realize your value as a representative, as a public servant, it doesn't matter what you call yourself. It really doesn't.
No, exactly. And if you take a look at the Washtenaw, I think we've had such great success in Washtenaw County because Washtenaw County is so diverse. You've got liberals that are upset with the Democratic Party, and they're actually friends of many of us in the Campaign for Liberty, even some Tea Party people. And we're you know, doing so much better there, because logically it makes a lot more sense to be a Republican right now, because our hypocrites are a lot more entertaining than theirs.
I don't know. It's pretty hard to top Barack Obama as a hypocrite.
That'd make a great sounder for our promo.
I like that.
We might have to cut that one, Jimmy. We got your assent to use that, right, Jimmy?
Oh, you sure do.
Yeah, okay.
Take a look at Ann Arbor. Take a look at Ann Arbor. These compassionate Ann Arbor people, they're so compassionate for all of these homeless people and stuff like that. What are they doing? Kicking the tenth city out of their city because they don't want to look at those people.
Yeah, not in my backyard.
If they don't care if you look at them, they don't want to look at them.
Yeah, they're called NIMBYs, not in my backyards. Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah, well, they're hypocrites, Jimmy. They really are. And, you know, they're trying to make this a sanctuary city. And I haven't checked lately with Dan Smith, county commissioner, to see if they passed the county ID for illegals, which people need to be keeping on top of that. But what they're doing is they're going to make illegals here come out of the shadows and watch what happens to the students and to the working class folks here in Ann Arbor and Ypsilanti, you're going to be out of a job. You think that's not true? Wait 6 months. Wait six right. months and see what happens to the wages, because you know what? We got 5 million people, probably closer to 10, who will now be able to come out of the shadows and work other jobs that aren't in the shadows.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, and there's a group of students, a huge group of students, that are moving in our direction as well. I mean, we have a very good rapport, especially in the Campaign for Liberty, with a lot of the students. And we're getting a lot of younger people involved in the Republican Party. And, you know, hey, anybody out there listening, if you're interested in what's going on and you want to find out what your party is doing, go to an executive board meeting and just watch what they do and talk to people, and you'll quickly find out who's on your side, who's not on your side, you know, whatever. And, you know, it's really not that hard to do. That's what I did, and, you know, here I am 8 years later.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, if you don't like the Republican Party for whatever it stands, get involved and change it. I mean, don't complain about it if you're not voting, if you're not getting involved. It's that simple. And if you want real change in the Republican Party, you have to go in and do it yourself.
Yeah,
and you've done that, Jimmy. And thank goodness for people like you who have stepped up to the plate, and I'm real proud of you. So
Yeah, Jimmy really gets involved, so hat off to you.
Yeah, anything else, Jimmy?
Yeah, quit bitching and start a revolution. Come on.
So you won't.
But do it with your tongue, but keep your powder dry.
Okay, well, a disturbing video, kind of a little bit there. But anyways, Jimmy, thanks again so much for your calls. Appreciate it, and keep up the good work.
Thank you.
All right, take care.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Yeah, I...
Did you vote for Ross Perot the first time around? When he was running against Clinton and Bush?
I did.
I did, too.
I did, yes. I might have been my first election. I'd have to go back. My memory is it's a long time ago. But I did vote for him. Second time around, I think he ran again.
Yeah.
And no, I'm trying to remember now. He backed out. Was it the first election he backed out?
I think he did.
I think he did. And I don't know that I vote. Maybe I didn't vote for him. I planned on voting for him. And then I think he backed out. So I can't remember. I voted that election. But I either voted for Ross Perot or was it Bush?
Yeah. Yes? In the first time around with Ross Perot, I believe it was Clinton, Bush, and himself, of course. And then second time around, I don't think he got involved in any of the debates, but wasn't it Dole and Clinton at that point?
Yeah, it might have been. I can't remember. That's asking a lot for me to go that far back, dude.
You know, after I voted for Ross Perot, afterwards I realized, you know, more and more how insane he was as far as, well, not his personal accomplishments, a businessman creating wealth for himself, some of the good things he did. For veterans, that kind of thing. But I really started to think that the only thing that made sense was that he truly didn't want to win. He just wanted to get out there, get his face and his name in the limelight, make some points,
and then
back out. He didn't, because I think he started to get scared, like, I might have a chance of winning this thing. And that terrified him.
He was afraid of success. Yeah, I mean, it's possible.
He made some of the most incredible weird accusations as to why. Remember, he said that the Bush people were going to disrupt his daughter's wedding.
Yeah.
And so that's why he had pulled out. And
yeah.
What are you talking about, you crazy old man? So I started thinking, you know.
Could have been the Bilderbergs.
I voted for this guy.
Could have been the Bilderbergs. He might have been right. I don't know. But the point in that is Bill Clinton would not have been elected if it hadn't been for Ross Perot. And that's what a third party does. It gave the Democrat the shoe-in. Otherwise, we'd have had Bush, and there probably never would have been a Clinton.
Yeah, because Bill Clinton only won with, what was it, 38% or 40% or something like that?
Imagine how big those 90s would have been if we had had Bush for another 4 years. I don't know.
And then, yes, conspiracy theory.
Don't hold me on that.
And Ross Perot hated George Bush, like I think you are saying.
Yeah.
So could that be his true motive for having run?
It's possible, dude. It's hard to say.
I mean, they despised each other.
Yeah. What it comes down to for me is, you know, the hypocrisy there, and now you see the same hypocrisy here, because part of what Barack Obama was saying in this speech this week was, yeah, I've got to do it now. Well, you've been in office for 6 years. The first 2 years, you had the ability to do something with immigration. You controlled the House. You controlled the Senate. You could have passed a comprehensive immigration reform in the first 2 years. There's no reason he shouldn't have. We've been saying that forever. And the conservatives have been saying that forever. Now the media is actually starting to say, Derek, do you have that second track? This is Chris Cuomo from CNN, who's giving Josh Josh Dishonest is the way I look at him, because he'll be out of there in about another 12 months. You can't keep hanging those lies out there and expect to wake up in the morning and look at yourself in the mirror. So Josh Dishonest is being interviewed by Chris Cuomo from CNN. Let's play that real quick.
But here's the problem. The problem is that how this was done may wind up overshadowing what was done, because now the motivation is to stop this from happening, not to come up with their own plan. I mean, you had to see that coming, Josh.
Well, look, Chris, this is the question that the president had in front of him. For a year and a half, let's actually go back up a little bit.
You should back up more, Josh, because he's had a lot of time, too. The president, Pelosi,
that's exactly right.
Harry Reid, you know, he had time. He got a bill done. You know, I know the whole 513 days thing. But Pelosi had time. She didn't do it. The president had a lot of time. He didn't do it. Now, all of a sudden, he has to do it.
Well, Chris, you may recall in the first couple of years the president was in office, we were dealing with the worst economic downturn since the Great Depression.
God, let's blame it on Bush. Hold on. It's Bush's fault that I didn't get immigration passed the first 2 years. I was so busy trying to deal with that calamity. You didn't fix that either. You pushed Obamacare and made things worse. You know, what hypocrite. People need to understand that. If you do nothing else as a conservative for the next 2 years before the election, you need to say the Democrats had a chance to do immigration in what they consider right in the first 2 years. Thank God they didn't, because it would look terribly ugly. We'd probably have 20 million illegals here now. Well, we probably already do. But he had 2 years. He could have focused on it. And as a Hispanic, I should be offended. If you are Hispanic, you should be offended. Because you know what? He promised you the moon, and he's giving you a meteor right now. He'll give you the moon later. But how long has he taken to do that? He's doing this strictly for political purposes. This has got nothing to do with helping the Hispanic community. Because, as you said, even the illegals that are here now will now have to compete with the new ones coming across the border in the next 6 months. Because that flood's coming. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. I'm kind of looking forward to it, and that makes me sick saying that. But I'm going to be the biggest I told you so guy ever, because that border is not secure, and you will have a flood of children and a flood of immigrants and a flood of probably terrorists coming across that border now in droves.
It always goes back to the border. It does, doesn't it? I mean,
well, I run to the border. But that's only when I'm hungry.
Any conversation that we are ever going to have on illegals that are here, logically, cerebrally, if that's a word, it has to go back to the border, not Taco Bell or the Walmart parking lot.
Food of the gods, Taco Bell.
It's got to go back to the border, because that is like a bleeding, you know. I'm not going to say it. That's a bleeding sore of some sort that, until you cut that off and sew it up properly, we're going to be having this conversation. You know, 10 years from now, we'll be talking about the 20 million, the 50 million that are here illegally. Well, let's reform the law and give them amnesty too.
Yeah, I mean, because back in, was it 86 when Reagan did amnesty, and this is what Obama's saying. Oh, Reagan did it, I can do it. I think Reagan did it was 150,000 or 200,000, to a quarter million, whatever it was. But the deal then in 86 was, we'll do this, but we must seal the border. And the Democrats have never, and I'll blame the GOP too, the Democrats and the GOP never followed up with Reagan's amnesty to fulfill their side of the bargain, which was seal the border.
Right.
Close it down so no more people can come.
That was flavor of the month at the time, and then just move on to other things after the amnesty was granted.
Yeah. Yeah. Be outraged. And I'm hoping when we say to people, call your senator, call your congressman, especially that new Senator Gary Peters coming in January, you need to be on the horn with him, leaving him emails, leaving him voicemails. If you still have a fax machine, send faxes to this guy because he's going to jump on and make things worse. This is what Gary Peters does. He is a wholesale supporter of Barack Obama, and I'm disgusted.
You know what's really scary is now Obama has like 2 years left. You know, the last day or so they're in office, when they start granting all the pardons that make no sense whatsoever.
Oh, dude, they will be giving pardons left and right to probably the most heinous, heinous felons imaginable. Oh, look, we got Walter calling in. Walter, welcome to the show. Good to hear from you.
Hey, this is your conservative black friend again.
Hey, Walter.
I want to keep making that statement about whether black and Kelly, whether you're black or white, you know. But anyway, man, just face it. There's all this immigration stuff from the day it started. Ain't nothing about Barack Hussein, Obama, and the Democratic Party being concerned about the welfare of Latinos. It's all about replacing the vote for the blacks that's slowly but surely giving up on the Democratic Party.
Yeah, thank you, Walter. Yeah, you've made that point repeatedly, and I'm glad that is getting out there. Promise me, Walter, that it is getting out there into the community and that people are opening their eyes to what this charlatan is doing to our country.
Yes, and like I say, the Republicans, it seems like they get so caught up into the sound bites and start talking about comprehensive. They should never use that word. If they would just put it just half as straight as the way you guys put it and the way I put it, and just tell the black people, care less about them saying they're racist and all that. Just tell the black people flat out, he don't care nothing about them Latinos. Even tell the Latinos, the Democrats don't care nothing about y'all. They just want to replace the minorities that's giving up. Because in this midterm election, like I told you guys, that it was a local radio station that I was listening to, and black after black was calling their radio station saying that they had given up on the Democratic Party. And for the first time in their life, they started voting for Republicans.
Yeah, well, that's good. And I'm glad to hear that, Walter, because you know what? It's the truth. And the truth shall set you free. Because you know what? There is no other explanation for the fact that the African American community has not been improving. They have not gotten anything that they were promised. There have been no more jobs. There have been no improvements in median income for anybody, and especially in the black community.
That's right. That hope and change went from no hope and all the change out of your purse and your wallet and your bank account.
And
remember, we got to remind if these Republicans would just put it out there and say, we got to take y'all back down memory lane. This is what this guy, when he first started running, even before he started running for president, he was saying that hope and change stuff, and also to remake America. It's amazing to me how people were standing up clapping for that foolishness.
Yeah.
Like they were clapping for the Antichrist. You might as well have been clapping for the Antichrist.
You know, Walter, I'm going to say, like for me, too, it always goes back to, you know, we're discussing illegals, meaning they're illegal and they shouldn't be here, and whether you're black, white. For me, I can always reduce it down to the common denominator that, hey, you, me, Gary, Derek, other listeners, we're Americans,
yeah.
Right? So, I mean, whether it gets to a point where race, I don't even think in that term. It's about, this is America for Americans, not for millions of illegals, whether they're from Mexico or Honduras or however further south or China or Iran and you know, Afghanistan, wherever they're coming from. They shouldn't be here unless they go through the proper channels. It's about Americans. And we've given our country away through ineptitude and probably through, like you're saying, political advantage.
And let me say this real quick. And another thing is, if it means giving them their citizenship and over 80 to 90% of them are going to vote for the Democrats, you know, that's my nickname for them, Democrats. If it means that, I have love and mercy for everybody, but if it means them jumping on the Democratic side, they can just stay right where they're at. For as long as I know that ain't too politically correct statement there, but that's the way I feel about it.
Yeah. Well, thanks, Walter. Appreciate the comments, as always. Love having you call in, and keep pushing the message, you know?
Oh, most definitely. I do it.
All right. Take care, Walter.
Take care, Walter. Bye.
Okay, let's take a call from Tim as we wind down real quick. Tim, welcome to the show.
Hey, just was going off the idea what you had about the final days of the office of Barack Obama as president and who he's going to pardon.
Right.
You bet he, you mark my words, I bet you he empties out Guantanamo Bay.
Yeah, I thought that too, and I thought, wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's that would be a, quite a spectacular show, I think.
Well, thanks for ruining my weekend, Tim. I hadn't even thought about that.
Yeah, but, you know, if that happens, and who's the one really big cheese we've got down there? That's being I forget the name now, but you know, if he were to pardon, especially somebody like that,
Bim Salabim.
Yeah, it's all the same. Obama should be arrested on the spot. I don't
Absolutely.
Care about executive privilege and pardons.
Yeah. Good. Thanks, Tim, for calling in. Anything else?
You're welcome. No, we're good.
All right. Take care. Yeah. You know, there's something I did want to get to, and this was on my thing all week here. I wanted to call
Khalid Sheikh Mohammed.
Yes.
Can you imagine pardoning that guy? I don't think Obama would do that.
I would hope
he's
not.
At this point.
Yeah. But you're right. And in that vein, frankly, I think Barack, if we can't do anything at the federal level, I would, and I've heard a couple of things that are kind of skirting the edges of it. What is this amnesty plan, so-called amnesty, that Barack is, what is it doing to the states? And is it violating any state laws? I would like to see the Attorney General of Michigan, Bill Schuette, look at it and say, these things that you are doing are breaking Michigan law. And if that is the case, I would like to see the states, each individual state attorney and attorney general in each state, swear out a warrant for the arrest of Barack Obama. So that if he flies into your
state. What if you're a border state? You know, like Arizona, California.
I would think
Texas,
they for sure must be suffering in some way. Let's get every state in the union to put out an arrest warrant for Barack Obama. And if Air Force One lands, you show up there with some National Guardsmen, you arrest him, book him, take his pictures, take his fingerprints, put him back on his plane, and tell him to go back to D.C. You're persona non grata in all 50 states of the union. You're relegated to stay in D.C. Otherwise, you face arrest.
And it would be easy to arrest them with the National Guard because the Secret Service will probably have forgotten their guns. With the White House door still unlocked.
They won't be locking the door of Air Force One. I mean, honestly, is that what we have to do? At the state level, I'm not a lawyer. I have no idea. I'm just saying, is there a way for the states to hold Barack Obama accountable? Because these 5 million, we keep saying 5 million. You might as well say 10, because I think that's closer to what the number is going to be. 10 million people, how is that going to affect our schools, our hospitals? Our schools and hospitals are going to be overrun. There's no reason now not to go to the emergency room. You got your green card. You're here legally. Barack said it was okay. I'm here. I know I'm here illegal, but it's okay. I can go to the emergency room, get whatever I need, and they'll send a bill, but it'll never get paid. So it's got to be breaking the law in some fashion, don't you think?
Pretty soon the whole country is going to look like the set of Escape from New York.
I need some chandeliers for my caddy. Yeah, there you go. Yeah. All right, until next week, go to thedrift.com, thedailydrift.com, and...
Escape from Mexico.
Escape from Detroit is what we should have done. Okay, until next week, go to thedailydrift.com and stay abreast, and call your senators and congressmen.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.